Opportunities to serve. I make a point of developing my spiritual life. I read and study. I pray and meditate. I am part of a spiritual community. But spiritual understanding doesn't count for much unless I put it into action. So I look for ways to serve. Any act of kindness is a form of service. It might be volunteering to help the poor, but it also could be mowing a neighbor's lawn, letting someone ahead in the grocery line, or carpooling with children. Service ranges from full-time caregiving to something as simple as listening. Anything I do to make life a little easier for another is service, and I see opportunities to serve as soon as I look for them. Service is a spiritual practice. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received, from 1 Peter 4:10. Our opening song, Michael, would you tell us about that, please?
Surely the presence. I think if you don't have the words, they're in the book, right? The first page.
Thank you. angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love.
I am connected. Good morning. developing my
Do we need to check downstairs?
How are you doing?
My name is Bill. Check
downstairs? We're pretty
in the
style.
No, that was really the
show. Okay. What? How are you doing?
All right.
There we go.
Okay.
All right. Wow, you are just remembering all the little details this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I got that right. I like to ring that bell. That sounds so nice.
You do it so sweetly.
Our regularly scheduled activities are located on the calendar hanging in the hallway downstairs. Are there other announcements? We are having our church picnic here on August 25th. We'll have it on the lawn out back, and it'll seem more like a picnic. So, we can concentrate on picnic foods. I promised Jerry I'd bring a blackberry pie.
Or two.
I don't know. I only have enough berries. Oh, I found enough for a fifth pie, but I have to measure those throughout the year, and the family likes those too. So, but it's raspberries, blueberries, and blackberries, because I couldn't find enough just blackberries. But those are pretty good too.
Is that because it's early, or what?
What?
Hard to find.
Why no blackberries?
Yeah. The blackberries were hard to find this year. Thankfully, my younger son was helping me pick, and he could go places I was kind of afraid to go. So, and I was pretty lucky. No spiders bit me this year. Only yellow jackets got me. So, anyway, they all kind of send me to the ER. Anyway.
Oh.
So it's a very interesting thing when one is a senior citizen and qualifies for Medicare, and then I have a decent secondary insurance. The bill is huge. It's like $1,000 or something to start with, and then they allow only so much, and then Medicare pays only so much, and then my secondary pays a little bit. But the thing that I like the most is member responsibility, zero. So, but it's just, you couldn't run a business like that. So, I mean, it's small wonder that some medical providers don't like providing for us who are senior citizens and have those kinds of insurances. It's kind of crazy. But anyway, that's the world we live in at the moment, which has other kinds of craziness as well, but I'm sure our announcements won't be crazy. Are there any other announcements?
Yes.
Thank you, Tom.
I would like to recognize, acknowledge, and thank Eileen for going through our books and arranging them.
I'm not done yet.
And finding the duplicates. And there's, besides out here in the lobby, and in the boardroom, there's bookshelves, also boxes of books downstairs, and videos, and CDs, and tons of things. So take time to go through.
Okay. There were some tapes as well.
Audio cassettes.
Those are probably quite old. Maybe might not have a tape player anymore.
That's why I do open for the shelves, yes.
Okay. If there are cassettes that you want to listen to, I do have a cassette player, and I put them onto CDs or files if you want.
Wow. Service, just like we heard about earlier. Any other announcements? Okay, moving on. Our unity statement, you'll find that in your program as well, if you would join me, please. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We
teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God.
Our song of joy,
Mike? Yes, you all know this one. It's this little light of mine. Yeah, feel free to stand up, kids.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine,
Return to Wholeness Through the Spiritual Self-Learning Institute by Uno. And I didn't realize that in his later years, he changed his name and started calling himself Uno. So this is from the Reverend Don Knight here. And this is called Awakening. And my Abraham friends have told me this is the time of the Great Awakening. I sought thee madly through the temples, and I found thee not. Anxiously I climbed the mountaintops, searching for thee, and I found thee not. Through the valleys I trod, searching here and searching there, and I found thee not. Then upon the oceans I sailed for many moons, searching through the night and day. More desperate I became by each setting sun, for I found thee not. And then, as I sat quietly in the solitude of my humble abode, pondering deeply, searching deep within my inner soul, there I found thee. And with thee I found the peace that, through many lifetimes, I had sought. That's by someone named Anton, and this is what Reverend Dodd writes after that. I rather imagine that we have all pretty much traveled the path that Anton has so clearly brought to our attention. Is there an easier way than running to and fro, to this lecture and that lecture, reading, studying this book and that book? Yes, there is. And that is to simply recognize that you already are that which you are seeking. In the image and likeness of our Creator, we were extended forth. Therefore, we are no different from our Creator or from each other. There is only one I in all existence, the I am, that was spoken to Moses out of the burning bush that did not burn. Our own little I identification is taken from the divine I that we truly are and yet find so hard to believe. Once you have recognized that you are divinity itself, your perception of everything will change. You no longer want to judge. Your feeling world of compassion will extend far beyond what you ever thought yourself capable of feeling, simply because of the oneness that is will be regulating your life. Catch the light of your awakening. It shines brightly before you and within you every time you use I in your thoughts and in your sentences. The open arms of all good awaits you.
Next is our meditation poem. Join me in the affirmations. You'll find them in your program as well. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time. It is our day for our traditional Lord's Prayer. If you will say that with me, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you, Gail. I like to laugh quite a bit, and I start my talk with a joke. And before we do that, I do feel moved by some of the national events in the past 24 hours, just to take a few moments in prayer for folks who've been affected in Ohio and Texas by gun violence. And so if you take a few moments, please, and join me. Let's relax into our chair, letting go of anything that's on our mind, especially releasing any fear or any doubt, for we know that fear is simply an opportunity to feel emotions and rise. We know that any fear pales in comparison to the presence and the power of the Most High. We see the Most High in action in all dear ones affected by these events. We see God expressing as comfort, as love, as peace, as community, as service. We hold in our hearts all those affected, whether they were injured or deceased, whether they are the loved ones, whether they are merely affected by fear of this event in their community, whether they are the loved ones of the perpetrator, and whether they are the perpetrators themselves. We know that the Most High is in each of these dear ones. We see God in each one. We know and affirm that God is at work, that divine good is expressing right now out of these events. And as we take a moment into the silence, we focus on this idea of knowing and trusting that the Most High is at work in every event, regardless of appearances. Blessed Mother, Father God, we are at peace knowing you are in charge, knowing you are in our hearts, in the way we express into the world, in the way we respond to the situation and circumstances of the world. We are your channel. We are bringing love. We are bringing connection. We are bringing hope. We are allowing these gifts to pour through us and as us and out into the larger world. And for these gifts, we are so grateful. Thank you, God, and so it is. Thank you, everyone. All right. Now we'll have a little fun. So there was a transcontinental airline flight, and the flight attendant came up to a passenger and said, "Would you like some dinner?" And the passenger said, "Oh, what are my choices?" And the flight attendant said, "Your choices are yes or no." So I can't tell you on those transcontinental flights whether to eat the meal or not. I wanted to share part of my journey today, and it has to do with choices. And I love so much the song that we sang, This Little Light of Mine, because I see that song all about choices. How am I going to respond? How am I going to show up in the world, regardless of what's going on in the outer? There's a verse that I didn't know if we were going to sing or not that I've heard, and maybe you have as well, and it says, "I won't let fear and doubt blow it out. I'm going to let it shine." And I love that. I love that verse because we're not saying that the fear isn't there or the doubt isn't there. We're saying that which is in me is larger and more powerful than that fear and that doubt, and I'm going to choose to let that which is in me shine. So powerful. So powerful. So I love that in unity we call Jesus the master teacher, because many of you know I'm a teacher studying to become a licensed unity teacher like Gail talked about. And the words of our master teacher regarding prosperity were written down in Matthew chapter 21, verse 27. "Whatever you ask for in prayer, with faith, you will receive." Whatever you ask for in prayer, with faith, you will receive. So first of all, those of you who've heard me before, you know I'm a teacher, so I'll ask you questions. What does prosperity mean to you? This is where you get to talk. Oh, I heard two things at the same time, which means I didn't hear either of them. So up here first. Abundance, thank you. Yeah, yeah. No? That was it? Okay.
We echoed each other.
It was in stereo. He took my idea. Okay, abundance, thank you. What else? What does prosperity mean to you?
Recognition of that abundance.
Oh, yeah, recognition of that abundance. So being aware of what I have and being maybe even in a place of gratitude for recognizing all the good that I have. Thank you, Tom. Anything else?
I think it means feeling like you have enough to overflow.
Okay.
Give it away.
Yeah, I have enough to share. I am so blessed that I have what I need and I can help others. Yeah, thank you. What a lovely idea. Anything else?
Joy.
Joy, yes. Yes. Beautiful. We know that in unity, prosperity can mean many things. It can mean financial prosperity. It can mean money or divine supply. It might mean relationships, having those people and those connections that support us. Or it might mean health of mind and body, peace of mind. Yeah, it could be a lot of things. Could be a lot of things. So here's my prosperity story. And before I get into this, I want to find out, has anyone else like me ever had what Dr. Emily Cady called a mistaken belief?
No.
Me too. Okay. All right. So I'm not alone. That's good news. All right, when we think about this quote from Matthew, "Whatever you ask for in prayer, with faith, you will receive," we see that this echoes our five basic principles in unity. We know that the first basic principle, that God is all good, active, everywhere, present, and the second principle, that God expresses in each human being, that God is in each of us. We know that these are the key to our prosperity, that God is the source of everything, and we are always connected with God. We can never be separate from God. We might forget that God is there. We might feel a sense of disconnection, but God doesn't leave us. We always have access to that one power and that one presence. And the master teacher said, whatever you ask for in prayer with faith, you will receive. So Unity author Eric Butterworth, in his book, Discover the Power Within You, talked about the idea of asking. And he said, it's not about begging. It's not about, please, 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 will you only let me have this? Eric Butterworth called the idea of asking, he compared it to the idea of switching on a light switch, that we flick a light switch on very easily and we just expect that the lights will come on. In fact, I don't know if anyone else has ever had a situation where your house maybe lost electricity and you still went around and flicked the light switches on anyway. I do that, right? And we're surprised, oh, it's supposed to happen now. Eric Butterworth also talked about the idea of asking as if we're all at a banquet and we say, hey, Gail, please pass me the salt. And I know that Gail's not going to go, no, it's my salt. That Gail is just going to very graciously hand me the salt and likely the pepper as well. And so this idea of asking with expectancy, asking that we know our good is going to be coming to us. And I love this part too. Whatever you ask for in prayer with faith you will receive. We know that faith is one of our divine powers, that ability to see the divine in everything. To see the divine in everything. And I sometimes like calling that to you a choice that we're seeing the divine in everything. So here's my story. Here's what I believed, and here's what I received. This is what I believed. My sister doesn't love me. How do I know? She forgot my birthday. July 15th came and went, and I didn't get a phone call or a text from my sister. Now, before you judge my sister too harshly, I had felt a little cranky at Facebook that year. This was 2 years ago in 2017, and I took my birthday off Facebook before my birthday, because I thought, Facebook doesn't need my birthday. And I figured I probably wouldn't hear from some people who wouldn't have known if Facebook didn't tell them. But I was a little surprised I didn't hear from my sister. Now the sad truth, this was in the summer of 2017, the sad truth was that I had been telling myself a story for many years, and that story was that my sister didn't love me. My sister and I had grown up really close, 13 months apart. We looked enough alike that people thought we were twins, and we were best friends growing up. And then adulthood happened, and we went our own ways. So I got married in my 20s, and I immediately started helping my husband raise his daughter. And my sister was single until late in her 30s, and she'd go on drunken, exotic vacations with her other single friends. And by the time she got married in her late 30s, my husband and I were already empty nesters and grandparents. Not only that, she stayed in the conservative religion of our childhood, and I left organized religion for many years before finding metaphysical Christianity. I wanted to be more connected, but the story I told myself was that she didn't care about me anymore, that our lives were just too different. So it wasn't really about my sister not contacting me. It was about what I was thinking. And what I believed is what I received. So here's what else I believed. Prosperity isn't for me. Prosperity is for other people out there somewhere. Maybe other people in this room. Now it's the summer of 2018. And I have a wonderful prayer partner who really likes working through a 40-day prosperity program called The Abundance Book by John Randolph Price. I don't know if anyone's seen it. It's a little guy. It's been out since like the 80s. She loves that book. And she said, "Oh, Audrey, let's work through that book again." And I was like, oh, prosperity doesn't care about me. It's for other people. But I love and respect my prayer partner. And so, reluctantly, I agreed, okay, we'll work through this program together. Summer of 2018. So day three of the 40-day prosperity program, I was meditating on the idea of maybe turning my problems over to God. Maybe. Not for sure. Just maybe. And I had a sudden awareness where I heard this little voice inside my head say, "You might have to ask for help." I was horrified, and I pushed that thought away really quickly, because asking for help can sometimes be a challenge for me. Day four of the 40-day prosperity program, I had an even greater awareness in meditation. I realized that whenever anyone offered me anything, very quickly, I said, "No, no, 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 thank you. I can do it. Nope." I realized that I was pushing away money. I was pushing away help. I was even pushing away, my husband was trying to schedule a birthday party for me. Nope, no, no. And I sat there feeling a little bit like I'd been hit in the head with a lightning bolt, thinking, oh, my good is trying to come to me. I am making that choice, and I'm saying no, and I need to start saying yes. And I made myself a list of all the areas where I could think of where I needed help. And some of the areas were with relatively small things like planning the birthday party or getting some cleaning taken care of around my house. Some of the areas were relatively large and kind of intimidating, like I wanted a refund from an airline that had already turned me down 3 times. I wanted a refund from an airline ticket. But I made a list of all the areas where I wanted help, and I promised myself that I would ask for help in each of these areas. And I felt a little nervous, but also kind of excited because I had this new idea. All right, day five, the 40-day prosperity program. I called the airline and I asked for my money back. And they said, yes. I asked my husband for help with vacuuming and cleaning, and he said, yes. I asked for help planning the birthday, and the birthday party got planned. And I said, yes, this is wonderful. Then my sister called. My sister made me an offer. She said, hey, I know you're going to Unity Village shortly. I know you're flying out of Portland, where my sister lives. She said, why don't you park your car at my house? I'll drive you to the airport so that you don't have to pay for parking, and that'll save you some money. And I said, I'll think about it. Now we're on day six of the prosperity program, 40 days, and I was not very happy because I knew that I needed to say yes to my sister. And for whatever reason, habit, pride, ego, I was very, very used to saying no. But I called my sister and I said, okay. Day seven of the 40-day prosperity program, my birthday again, July 15th, 2018. And that was the day that I was scheduled to fly to Unity Village for more licensed Unity teacher classes. I drove down to Portland. My sister seemed very happy to see me. She took me to the airport, and I was surprised that she wished me happy birthday and gave me a very personal gift and bought me breakfast at the airport. And I thought, my sister does love me. My sister cares about me. And I left for Unity Village feeling abundant and grateful and blessed. And the prosperity continued. When I arrived at the airport at Unity Village, I needed a rental car. I went up to the counter, and the gentleman looked at my driver's license and he said, today's your birthday. I said, yep. He says, it's your lucky day. And I said, I know, right? He upgraded for free my economy car and gave me a black 2018 Mustang GT with fewer than 5,000 miles on it for no additional money. And that car, my friends, purred and roared at the same time. When I got to the hotel that I was staying at, my friends from my Licensed Unity teacher classes showed up at my room with wine and chocolate and fruit. And to all this good, I said yes. Yes, I'm so grateful. So here's what I know about prosperity. I know and believe we are each channels of the divine expressing. We are each channels of good for ourselves and for each other. And when life is offering us our good, we always have that choice. We can say, no, no, I can do it myself. Or we can be in that place of allowing. We can be in that place of inviting. We can say yes. We can say yes. I'm not going to pretend to you that it's easy for me to continue with this practice. I still consistently work on recognizing my good, accepting it, allowing it. But I think it's so powerful to know that we have that choice. So I'm going to end with one more joke because, again, I like to laugh. And this joke is about an optimist and a pessimist. And the optimist always sees the glass as half full, and the pessimist always sees the glass as half empty. And the optimist is just thinking, how can I get my friend the pessimist to you know, just see what a wonderful world this is and how great everything is? And so the optimist comes across this dog that can walk on water. And the optimist says, oh, now my friend the pessimist has to know that life is so good, that this is an amazing dog that can walk on water. So the optimist and the pessimist take the dog for a walk. And the optimist has a stick, throws it out onto the lake. The stick's bobbing on the surface of the lake. The dog runs after it, runs on the surface of the lake, picks up the stick, brings it back. The optimist looks at the pessimist. The pessimist looks at the optimist. Neither one says anything. This happens again. The optimist throws out the stick. The dog chases it, runs on the surface of the lake, brings the stick back. Neither one says anything. After the third time, when the optimist throws the stick, the dog runs on the surface of the lake and brings it back. The optimist can't stand it anymore and says to the pessimist, don't you notice something wonderful about this dog? And the pessimist says, well, I notice he sure can't swim. So we have that choice always, my friends. We have that choice of what we're going to focus on, of how we're going to see the world, of recognizing that divinity in ourselves and each other. And my hope is that we all continue the practice, because it's not about being perfect. We may have to continually remind ourselves, or perhaps you don't, but I know that I do, continually reminding myself, that I'm going to see that good in myself. I'm going to see that good in others. And when my good comes to me, I'm going to say yes. Thank you, my friends. Let's take this idea into meditation. So breathing in and breathing out, we settle now into our chair, aware of the presence and the power of the Most High, infusing us, filling our mind and our bodies. We know that any concern on our minds or hearts, we can easily let that concern go. We can think about putting that concern in God's inbox, knowing that it is taken care of. And we focus in on our divine gifts. We know that we always recognize the presence and the power of the Most High in all, in ourselves and in each other. We see the world through eyes of faith. Seeing the good, seeing the God, seeing the Most High, rely on our divine power of will to know that we can always choose. We can always consciously decide, letting go of any idea of reacting, and instead knowing I can bring what is in me to this situation. I can bring my highest and best, my divinely inspired ideas to this situation, regardless of appearances. Knowing that we have that divine light within us, we take a few moments now in silence, recognizing the strength and the power of that divine light that shines in each of us. That divine light is our truth. We know that the master teacher said, "You are the light of the world." We open our hearts to allow that light to shine into our lives, into the lives of those around us, and into every situation as we go out into the world. We recognize that we are bringing that divine light always, allowing it to pour through us and as us. And for this awareness, for this ability to recognize our own divinity and the divinity of others, and to let that prevail, for this we are so grateful. Thank you, God. And so it is.
Audrey reminded me that we grow where we're planted. It is time now for our offering. There will be two containers coming around. The silver one is for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside the program, and let's say that together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. The morning offering. Thank you. Let's say our blessing and thanks together, which you'll also find in your program. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiplied abundantly, and so it is. The healing prayer, if you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. The families affected in Ohio and Texas, I have a tragic occurrences there. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. The prayer of protection you'll find on the back of the program or on the wall. Let's say that together. The light of God surrounds us.
The love of God enfolds us.
The power of God protects us.
The presence of God watches over us.
Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Before we stand and create a circle to sing our peace song, I would like to thank Vern for coming early, and I think I missed him downstairs earlier. And also Johnny for his reading, and Mike for his music. And all of you, of course, for being here to listen to Audrey's wonderful, inspiring talk. So let's go in a circle.
My joy is found.